And Jesus said, two men owed a certain moneylender an amount of money. One owed him 500 denarii, and the other owed him 50. Knowing that neither one could repay the debt, the moneylender forgave them both. Now, which one will love him more? And Simon said, probably the one that owed him the bigger debt. And Jesus says, you have answered wisely. And turning to the woman, saying to Simon, Simon, do you see this woman? You did not wash my feet when I entered your house, but this woman has washed my feet with her tears. And you did not anoint my head with oil, but this woman has anointed my feet with oil. And you did not give me the welcome kiss, but since I have come here, she has not stopped kissing my feet. Her many sins are forgiven, but he who has been forgiven little will love little. And he turned to the woman and he spoke to her, and she says, your sins are forgiven. And the other guests of the banquet gasped and thought and said, how can he even imagine that he can forgive sins? And he said to the woman, go in peace, for your faith has saved you. Do you see this woman? I think we need to ask ourselves this morning, do we see lostness? Or maybe even a better question might be, do we want to see lostness? So this morning I want us to look at that and think of that scripture, our scripture for this morning, and Jesus asking Simon, do you see this woman? Now, you've probably had more than one missionary speaker in this church, I would imagine. Can anybody guess what my 3 points are this morning? Southern Baptists, can anybody guess? There's two or three in the room that could. Do you know what my points are this morning? Just say it out loud if you think you know. What are my 3 points? What's number one? Pray. Give. Who said that? Raise your hand. Very good. You get an extra portion of food after. And I am aware there is a potluck lunch after church. Pray, give, go. Very good. Very good. All right. But maybe we'll see it in a different perspective this morning, or a new way. But we need to be reminded of that, don't we? Pray, give, and go. So prayer would be, do you see this woman? East Madison, do you see the lostness around you? Do you see how people are just lost without Christ and the way they live and just the lostness, the way they talk and the way they think? And are you getting to know the people around you? Are you talking to them? Are you asking them questions? I've been convicted recently that I think we as Baptists and probably other Christians, I was convicted recently that I talk too much. And I talk too much, especially when I'm talking to lost people. You know what we should do when we're talking to lost people? We should ask them questions. That's what we should do. More than talking. I read Matthew recently. Aren't you glad I read the New Testament? I mean, I'm sure that's good news to you. But I was reading the Gospels, and I was suddenly struck with how many... Jesus was always asking questions. We think of Jesus as always preaching and teaching and talking. That is not true. Jesus, how many questions do you think Jesus asked in the book of Matthew alone? Jesus, I wrote them down. I may be off one or two. Jesus asked 90 different questions in the book of Matthew, and many more in the book of Mark, and 90 in Luke, and a lot of them are not the same questions. So the Lord has been convicting me, you may just talk too much, and you need to build those relationships and ask questions and pull it out of them. You know? Because what we're saying, we may just be convincing them that we are who they already thought we are. But if we ask questions, then we show that we care. And you just draw that information out of them. We do that when we tell stories. There's a Bible teaching method called storying. I just did it with you. And if I was in someone's living room, then I wouldn't teach or preach. I would just ask questions because they could figure it out. Okay. On the streets of Havana, Cuba, there was a missionary handing out New Testaments just as fast as he could go. It was one of the busiest streets in Cuba, and he had a box between his legs, and he had five or six more boxes over here out of the way against the wall, and he's just handing out New Testaments as fast as he could go. His goal that day was not to witness. His goal was to sow the seed, and he was just handing out these New Testaments, and I imagine they were very similar to these. We got these when we were ministering to the agriculturalists. We ordered these, and we designed our own front, and on the front is mountains and a farmer and plantain trees. So when the farmer got it, he immediately realized that this was for farmers, and that's what we wanted him to think, or she, he or she. This is for farmers. This is what you want. So that missionary in Havana is just handing them out just as fast as he can go. And he's saying, he studied his people, and he's saying, take a free gift. Tome un regalo. Tome un regalito. Take a gift. And he's just handing them out, grabbing more, just handing them out as fast as he could. And people were just grabbing them from him. Because a book like this in South America is very expensive. Very expensive. And so he's passing them out. Had he said, take a copy of the Word of God, nobody would have taken it. Everybody would have gone like that, and they would have given him a wide berth. Because in South America, people believe that if you read the Bible, what will happen? You'll go crazy. And you know, the more Baptist churches I visit, the more I believe that. No, I'm joking. I'm joking. No, they really think that you'll lose your mind and you'll go crazy. So they avoid it. So you don't say, I've seen it. I was handing out tracts one day at a big fair. It was the county fair. It was the state fair. And lots of people there, and we're handing out tracts. They had never done anything before. In the 50 years that church existed there, they had never done anything at the state fair. So Becky and I talked them into, let's just hand out tracts, you know, on the street. So I'm handing them out, and people are taking them, and they're reading them. And an old codger that had gone to church all his life, he steps up. He ran out of material. He was coming up to me to help me distribute what I had left. And he starts saying, take a copy of the Word of God. Nobody would take it from him. Isn't that interesting? So you have to study your people group. You have to study who you're ministering to. What do they like? What do they not like? What makes them cry? What makes them laugh? You need to know people. You think you know people, but you really don't. So you have to ask them, what do you think? Giving. Oh, okay. So let me finish the story. Sorry. So he's handing out these New Testaments just as fast as he can. And he gets done with that box, walks over here, gets another box, comes out. Nobody's stopping. They're on their way to work. They're taking their kids to school. Hustle, bustle, both directions. He's just handing them out as fast as he can. But one man stops. And he just kind of stands over there by those boxes of books. And the missionary, he's checking him out, you know, and he's going, I wonder what that guy wants. And he probably totally expected him to grab a box and run and sell them. I mean, that he could have done that. But this guy took a copy, and he's looking at it like this. He's just kind of, he'd read a little bit, and then he'd go like this, you know. It's a true story, by the way. I'm not making this up. He's just going like this. And then he got one page and he held it up to the sun. He's going like this. He's just looking at it. So the missionary ran out of New Testaments. He walks over and he goes, hey, how you doing? He says, I'm doing great. He says, I see you got one of my New Testaments I gave you. And he says, yeah. I said, I really like it. And the guy says, the missionary says, I see you're really interested in the paper. And the guy says, oh, yeah. He says, these will make great cigarettes. And the missionary thought to himself, oh my gosh, you know, he was speechless. The missionary didn't know what to say, so he just grabbed the box, New Testament, he starts handing them out, and he starts praying. He's handing out these New Testaments. Lord, what do I do? I can't take it back. I don't want to take it back, but what do I do? So he's handing them out, and God gave him an answer. So he ran out of this box. He walks over there. Guy's still there, and he says, oh, so you're going to roll cigarettes with that paper? He goes, yeah. He says, I'm always looking for good paper. And the missionary said, all right. So since I gave it to you and it was free, I'm going to ask you a favor. And the guy says, what? And he says, before you tear that page out, promise me you'll read it. And the guy said, I don't know. And the guy said, hey, listen, really, I gave it to you. It's free. It's your, you know, I gave that to you. I'm just asking you that simple favor. The guy said, well, okay, all right. Before I tear it out, or if I tear it out, I'll read it before I smoke it. And the missionary said, fine, that's all I ask. And the guy left, missionary starts handing money, he said, I'll probably never see him again. Lord, I just pray that he'll read it. He got a shipment of 5-6 boxes about every 3-5 months. He'd take them downtown and he'd do the same thing, sowing the seed, getting the word out, just sowing the seed. Well, lo and behold, that same man comes up to him on the same street, same spot, and he stands over to the side. And they just kind of do the man wave, you know? You know, it's noncommittal, you know? And hi, I see you see me kind of thing. And so he walks over there, and he says, you're that guy that I gave that New Testament to. And he said, yeah. And he says, how's the reading program going? And the guy kind of grinned, and he said, really good. And the missionary asked, well, tell me about it. What happened? And the guy said, well, I read and smoked Matthew. And then I read and smoked Mark and Luke. And then he said, and then I started John. And I read about 2 pages of John. And I came to that page with the big 3 and the little 16. And I read it, and I read it, and I read it again, and I read it again. And he said, I couldn't get past it. I tried to go past it, but something kept drawing me back to the big 3 and the little 16. Porque de tal manera amó Dios al mundo. Porque de tal manera amó Dios al mundo para que todo aquel que en él cree no se pierda, mas tenga vida eterna. Juan 3:16, John 3:16. And the missionary said, well, what happened? What'd you do? And the man said, you know, I read it so often, and then I felt I needed to pray. I'm not a praying man. I don't pray. I don't go to church. But I had an overwhelming sense that I needed to pray. And the missionary said, what'd you do? He said, well, I just read that verse back to God. I just read it. I prayed it back to him, reading. I heard that, and he became a Christian. I heard that story, and I believed it was true, but I know some missionaries that are in and out of Cuba. You can't, so far, you can't live in Cuba and be an evangelical missionary, but you could go in and out. So some friends, so I wrote him, and I said, I know the story's true. What's the rest of the story? What happened? And this man who took God's New Testament and rolled cigarettes with it and read John 3:16 is now a pastor of a church in Cuba. Amen? God's word will never return to him void, even if you burn it. And I praise God that we worship a God who will allow someone to burn the pages of his book to see that man has a chance to accept or reject Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen? That's how God works. He just obeyed. That's all that missionary was doing, was obeying. He was just handing out, sowing the seed. He was obeying. And he left the rest to God. And God took that word and drove it into his heart. And he's now pastoring a house church in his own house. We ordered this little book. We ordered 10,000 of these little New Testaments. We got them for 82 cents a piece from Colombia, shipped door to door from Cali, Colombia to our door for 82 cents. This was already printed. This was already made, and we designed the cover. We ordered 10,000 of them. In a period of about 3 to 4 years, we handed them out. We were driving, you're driving down the country roads, you know, and there, as the crow flies, the town, the county seat town, way up in the mountains, as the crow flies, it would be taking us 30 minutes to drive it. It took us 4 hours to get there through the curvy mountain roads. So we would just stop the car and and most people walked or rode a horse, you know, and we just hand them out. And pretty soon they were calling them the libritos, the little books. And I would pretend like I didn't know where I was, and we'd stop, roll down the window, and I'd say, I knew the name of the next town, you know, Mukuchachi. I love that one, Mukuchachi. I said, is this the way to Mukuchachi? I already knew we were going there, but they didn't know that, so I just asked them. They say, yeah, and I said, well, here, why don't you take this and read it? And pretty soon they say, well, I already have one. And I'd say, give it to somebody else. Just give it to somebody else. And I've seen military fatigue design for our military men. So you're giving, you helped us buy 10,000 of these. And when we handed out 10,000, we ordered 10,000 more. So thank you. Thank you for your giving. And that's what your giving is doing. That's what the giving is doing, putting these missionaries in Mozambique to minister to this dark, dark place. Amen? Your offerings keep them there. That's what that does. Well, you pray, and you give, and you go. Because Jesus commanded us to go. There was a pastor in Texas who pastored a small church and felt convicted to do missions more than the church was doing. And so he thought it'd be good if the church would do an international mission trip. You know, that's the complaint of a lot of Southern Baptists is the pastor will start talking about doing an international mission trip and they'll say, well, we have to do missions right here, you know. They don't do it, but that's their excuse, right? We should do it right here. I hear that all the time, you know. But the Great Commission is here, state, national, and international. It's all at the same time. It's simultaneous. That's how Jesus planned it. So anyway, he's trying to get somebody to go. He talked to somebody. He said, hey, we need to do a mission trip. No, preacher, I can't afford it. I can't go. I mean, we're talking Brownsville, Texas, and we're talking a 20-minute drive to get into Mexico. That's all he wanted to do, you know. So finally he talked to Fred, and Fred prayed about it, thought about it. And Fred said, yes, I'll do it. And Fred and his wife had a neon sign business where they get hot glass tubes and shape it to where the people wanted it, you know, the names or a picture of these glass neon signs. So Fred went. He was the only one that went. He and the pastor went. Met the missionary, and the missionary had him do some things. I don't know what they did. They ministered. And so one hot day, and it's hot down there, right across the border from Texas. It can get really, really hot. The hottest place in the world is Haiti. I found that out by experience. That is just the really hot place. But Mexico can get hot too. So the missionary said, let's go over here in the shade, this small little window of a house that sells food and Cokes. They said, let's go get a Coke. It's hot. So they all went over there, standing in the shade, drinking a Coke. And they'd been to the school. That's one thing they did is they went to the school and did something. And this little kid walks up, about 10 years old. This kid walks up, hands the guy, he didn't say a word, hands the owner a piece of paper, and the owner goes and gets it, brings it back, the kid pays for it, and he leaves. And Fred's drinking his Coke, and he looks at the missionary, and he says, why isn't that kid in school? And the missionary said, because he's deaf. They won't allow him in the school. And Fred thought, well, why not? And they said, well, nobody can teach him. If he's deaf, he can't go to school. In Venezuela, if you couldn't afford the uniform, you didn't go to school. You had to wear the uniform. If you couldn't afford the uniform, you didn't go. So this 10-year-old kid's not going to school. And Fred's standing there. And the missionary noticed that Fred just kind of zoned out. He just kind of went somewhere else. And he's He's holding his Coke bottle kind of in midair, and he's staring and thinking. And audibly, Fred starts talking to himself. You know, the missionary realizes that he's not talking to me. And he says, Fred says this, he says, I have a deaf son. And my deaf son has a college degree, married, kids, and has a good job. And this was bugging Fred. This was bothering Fred. And he just kind of sat his Coke bottle down. And he was real quiet the rest of the visit, flew back home. Told his wife about that child. And they decided to contact the International Mission Board. And they sold their business and went as missionaries to Mexico and opened a school for the deaf. To give that kid a chance. Amen? How is God going to use you? Man, he slapped Fred upside the head, didn't he? He really did. And God will do that. We just have to open ourselves up to it. Do what we're told to do. Obey. And what? Let God do the rest. We pray, we give, we go. And we leave the rest to God. And then God will do some amazing things. Let's pray. God, thank you for who you are. This is all about you. And thank you that you want to include us in it. You've chosen to include us in your plan to win the lost of the world. And Lord, I pray that your Spirit would just convict our hearts this morning to pray more, to pray for our missionaries, to pray for the lost of this community, to give more, to give sacrificially so that New Testaments can be bought and handed out freely. Other literature, English classes, deaf schools for the deaf, all kinds of things, Lord. You are unlimited. You are a unique God that comes up with new and different plans of how to reach people. Thank you for that. You do nothing the same. We praise you. And to go across the street or across the world, Lord, you tell us to go. So move in our hearts. Show us what the right thing is to do. And we will do it. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for allowing me to come and be with you this morning.